Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we track the transition in uncharted territory.
For many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and President-elect Joe Biden honored 400,000 Americans dead from COVID-19 at a ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial late yesterday. Earlier, Biden bid farewell to his home state.
Excuse the emotion, but when I die, Delaware will be written on my heart.
Today, Joe Biden takes the oath of office at noon Eastern, and America welcomes its first Black, South Asian, and woman vice president. Mostly lawmakers and guests will attend the downsize ceremony. Americans are encouraged to watch from home due to pandemic and security concerns. The Department of Defense relieved a dozen National Guard members from their inauguration detail yesterday, according to spokesman Jonathan Hoffman.
These are vetting efforts that identify any questionable behavior in the past or any potential link to questionable behavior, not just related to extremism.
President Donald Trump will skip his successor swearing in, the first president since 1869 to do so. Trump had a positive message in his video farewell, but still never conceded nor mentioned Joe Biden by name.
We inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous.
Top Republican leaders will be at a church service at the president-elect's invitation instead of Trump's farewell event at Joint Base Andrews. During his last day as Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell publicly denounced Trump and his supporters for inciting the riots at the U.S. Capitol.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Incoming Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says an impeachment trial will happen in the Senate. The House has yet to send the article of impeachment to the upper chamber. Kamala Harris swears in Georgia's two new Democratic senators today and her California replacement. And confirmation hearings started yesterday for Biden's cabinet picks. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen noted she's dedicated her life to economics. And given the greatly increased deficit the administration inherits, she says Biden's nearly $2 trillion stimulus plan is necessary.
With interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. In the long run, I believe the benefits will far outweigh the costs.
Senator Josh Hawley, the Missouri Republican who defended Trump's election fraud claims, says he'll delay Homeland Security Secretary nominee Alejandra Mayorkas' nomination. With thousands of Honduran migrants traveling north towards the U.S., Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson grilled Mayorkas over immigration policy.
Coming here for economic gain is not a valid asylum claim. Would you agree with that?
Senator, I believe I articulated the legal theory in it.
Biden is expected to send a proposal to Congress today to restore and expand programs for those seeking asylum and allow DACA recipients to apply for immediate legal residency. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.